but he found himself using unfamiliar mental muscles when he thought about they. Some of them had to do with memory.
"We could employ more people to help us get the news," said Saccharissa. "And what about the news from other places? Pseudopolis and Quirm? We just have to talk to passengers getting off the coaches."
"Dwarfs would like to hear what's been happening in Uberwald and Copperhead," said Goodmountain, stroking his beard.
"It takes nearly a week for a coach to get there from here," said William.
"So? It's still news."
"I suppose we couldn't use the clacks, could we?" said Saccharissa.
"The semaphore towers, are you mad?" said William. "That's really expensive."
"Well, you were the one who was worried we had too much money."
There was a flash of light. William spun round.
A thing occupied the doorway.
There was a tripod. There was a pair of skinny black-clad legs behind it, and a large black box on top of it. One black-clad arm extended out from behind the box and was holding a sort of small hod, which was smoking.
"Nice one," said a voice from behind the box. "The light was shining so good off the dwarf's helmet, I could not resist it. You wanted an iconographer? My name is Otto Creek."
"Oh, yes," said Saccharissa. "Are you any good?"
"I am a wizard in the dark room. I am experimenting all the time," said Otto Creek. "And I have all my own equipment and also a keen and positive attitude."
"Saccharissa," hissed William urgently. "We could probably start you at $1 a day.
"Saccharissa!"
"Yes, what?"
"He's a vampire." "I object most strongly," said the hidden Otto. "It is such an easy assumption to believe that everyone with an Uberwald accent is a vampire, is it not? There are many thousands of people from Uberwald who are not vampires."
William waved his hand aimlessly, trying to shrug off the embarrassment.
"All right, I'm sorry, but..."
"I am a vampire, as it happens," Otto went on. "But if I had said, 'Hello, my cheeky cock-sparrow mate, old boy, by crikey,' what would you have said then, eh?"
"We'd have been completely taken in," said William.
"Anyway, your notice did say, 'wanted,' so I thought it was, you know, affirmative action," said Otto. "Also, I have this."
A thin, blue-veined hand was held up, gripping a small twist of shiny black ribbon.
"Oh, you've signed the pledge," said Saccharissa.
"At the meeting rooms in Abattoir's Lane," said Otto triumphantly, "where I attend every week for our big sing-song and tea and a bun, and wholesome conversation on themes of positive reinforcement, keeping off the whole subject of bodily fluids by strict instruction. I am not any longer any stupid sucker."
"What do you think, Mr. Goodmountain?" said William. Goodmountain scratched his nose.
"It's up to you," he said. "If he tries nothing with my lads, he'll be looking for his legs. What's this pledge?"
"It's the Uberwald Temperance Movement," said Saccharissa. "A vampire signs up and forswears any human blood."
Otto shuddered.
"We prefer the B word," he said.
"The B word," Saccharissa corrected herself. "The movement is becoming very popular. They know it's the only chance they've got."
"Well, okay," said William.
He was uneasy about vampires himself, but turning the newcomer down after all this would be like kicking a puppy. "Do you mind setting up your stuff in the cellar?"
"A cellar?" said Otto. "Top hole."
First, the dwarfs had come, William thought, as he went back to his desk. They'd been insulted because of their diligence and because of their height, but they had kept their heads down, which was not hard, as unkind people pointed out, and prospered. Then the trolls had come, and they got on a little better, because people didn't throw as many stones at creatures 7 feet tall who could throw rocks back. Then the zombies had come out of the casket. One or two werewolves had crept in under the door. The gnomes had integrated quickly, despite a bad start, because they were tough and even more dangerous to cross than a troll. At least a troll couldn't run up your trouser leg. There weren't that many species left. The vampires had never made it. They weren't sociable, even amongst themselves. They didn't think as a species. They were unpleasantly weird, and they sure as hell didn't have their own food shops. So now it was dawning on some of the brighter ones that the only way people would accept vampires